Welcome to Reservations with Lightning 100. I'm Dan Buckley. Joining me today, Casey.
Hello.
Lightning Casey is here, and we have brought in Daniel Yarzagaray from Chivinada. How you doing, Daniel?
I'm doing fantastic. Thanks for having me.
Man, we're so excited to have you today.
Yeah. Thank you for being here and bringing your truck with you.
Oh, it was a pleasure. Yeah. I had a blast.
What a day this is. So we have had... I would say the best empanada I've ever had. Have you had
Easily,
one better?
I've not had one better. No.
That makes me very happy.
So tell us a little bit about your story and your food truck.
Yeah. So I was working a desk job about 3 years ago, and I was slowly killing myself in the process, I think.
All right.
Yeah. And I went to Colombia, visited my grandmother down there, and I came back with just a lot of inspiration. And that was about a year and a half ago. And at that time, I conceived the idea for Chivinada. Chiva is a traditional Colombian country bus that roams the countryside out there. And I had this idea of making a modern take on that that served empanadas. And started there, and 18 months later, here we are.
Wow. Well, we're so glad that you've taken this adventure.
Thanks.
Our bellies are happy because of it.
Oh, they are.
My heart's happy.
I was doing some reading when we were going to sit down with you, and one thing that kind of took away from it was you said you've run into, when people hear that you have an empanada truck, they want a taco.
Yep.
Which clearly could not be more wrong.
Exactly.
We're talking about Colombian cuisine here.
Exactly.
Right? Can you kind of help us draw that line a little bit?
Yeah. So in Mexican cuisine, they do have empanadas too. It's not like they're exclusive to Colombian cuisine. But I make very traditional Colombian empanadas, and that is basically all we do. We don't do tacos. There's plenty of fantastic taco trucks in this town. They do amazing things. That awesome taco truck, Tacos Aurora,
right.
And I'm fans of theirs. But when people come up and ask for a taco, it just gets under my skin a little bit because it's a question I get asked more often than I hate to admit.
Right.
Yeah.
When we were having the empanada, we got to dip it in this sour cream.
Yes.
Can you tell us about making that sour cream? It seemed a little bit unique to me.
Yeah, so that is a trade secret. I can't delve too deep into that. But what I can tell you is that a lot of love goes in it, and a little bit of salt and lime juice, and what used to be milk, maybe something like that. We'll start and stop right there.
Fair enough.
Yeah.
Fair enough.
But that stuff's magic, right?
We're also sipping on some sodas, I believe you import. These are tasty.
Thanks, man. Yeah, that's Postobon, which is a Colombian line of sodas down there. That stuff is like Coca-Cola up here. They sponsor all the major soccer teams down there. They're a big deal. And so I wanted to make the experience completely authentic. So I worked with some friends of mine, and they were importing those already. And I was able to partner with them and bring those up here. So I've got their entire line of sodas now.
Oh, wow.
The Chivinada food truck is hard to miss, and I saw you at it live on the green.
Yep.
How did the audience there respond to your empanadas?
Well, we sold out in about an hour and a half.
Okay.
We literally did not make enough food. It was our first event ever. So it was a great way to really break us in because we had no idea what we were doing.
You weren't going to start small and ramp up. You just kind of jumped right in the fire, didn't you?
Pretty much, nice. Yeah. A friend of mine, BJ, he runs the Funk Soul Brother truck. He hooked us up with that event. He said, look, you guys, if you want to do this right, you're going to do it hard and fast. So he hooked us up with that, and we were right there off the stage. We weren't very far. We had great foot traffic, and in an hour and a half, we had sold every last empanada, and we were done for the day.
Oh,
so
wow.
We did great. We did fantastic, and it was a lot of fun.
I think you were telling us earlier, did you say you're the oldest of 13 children?
That's right.
Is that right?
Yeah.
So you learned to cook a lot pretty early then.
Yeah, quantity is no stranger to me. I learned to make 100, 150 empanadas at a time as just kind of a matter of course, which is great. And some days I have to dial back those numbers because, frankly, I'll feed 30 people and they'll eat less than my family does. It's amazing. Yeah.
You're listening to Reservations on Lightning 100, brought to you by Springer Mountain Farms Chicken. We are talking to Daniel Yarzagaray. He is with the Chivinada food truck. They specialize in empanadas. Not only that, we were just actually out at his food truck.
Oh, yes.
Enjoying ourselves immensely.
That we were.
you have a 3,000-watt sound system in that truck?
Yes.
What?
Yeah, it's insane. I had this idea of trying to make it an immersive experience that kind of brings the entire culture into play. So we play Colombian salsa, cumbia, vallenato, a lot of the traditional genres that you don't really hear up here.
Right.
And they're real bass heavy. So we put in two 10-inch subs on the bottom. Nice. When we're back there cooking, no joke, our feet are shaking from those basses. It's insane. The fryer baskets are shaking. It's the most fun you can have in a kitchen. I'm pretty sure it is.
Did I also read, do you travel with a dance floor?
We do. We bring out a portable dance floor, Nice. Yeah, when people hire us for private gigs, and even sometimes on the street, if we feel adventurous, we'll put the dance floor out there, and people have come out there and danced before.
You're a full service guy, aren't you?
It is. We bring the party. That's kind of our slogan is Traemos la fiesta, which is we bring the party.
I like it.
And yeah, we've put out the dance floor before, and of course, every time a Colombian comes, they're immediately dancing the minute they see that dance floor. But I've gotten some of the gringos to come out there and dance too. It's a lot of fun. We're making it happen. I'm glad to see people are starting to figure out what we're about.
Very cool.
Yeah.
Since you're a food truck, you're in different locations all the time. You do private events. Mm-hmm. How can people figure out where you are today?
Yeah, the best way to figure out where we're at is follow us on Instagram. So if you follow us at Chivanada, Chivanada, we post our schedule weekly, and then every day we try to post where we're at for that day as well.
So we're here in Nashville, Tennessee. You live here in Nashville,
yeah,
Germantown area.
I do.
We are surrounded by all kinds of great restaurants. What are some of your favorite places to go eat?
Wow. Just the other day, I went to Lyra for the first time in East, and the lamb kefta they had there blew me away.
Yeah.
They are killer. I think they're in the old, what is the name of that? There was an old bar that used to be there that they took over. Can't remember the name of it off the top of my head. And that place is killer. I also love Geist when I want a Sunday afternoon brunch, mostly because it's across the street from me. And, you know, it's convenient.
Right.
I love Folk. Haven't had a bad meal there yet. I think it's from Rolf and Daughter, if I'm not mistaken. Same people that did that restaurant. Okay. And of course, Rolf and Daughter is across the street from me too, because I'm in Germantown, so why not?
Did you choose where you live based on the food in the area, or did you just kind of work out that way?
Me and my brother Kai, he's my business partner. He's kind of the creative visionary. He and I definitely, that factored in heavily in our decision making, because yeah, we both are major foodies.
So yeah, like food with a capital F.
Exactly,
your brother. Exactly.
Okay, yeah.
Right on.
Yeah, we probably would have been food bloggers in another life, but this was much more fun.
There you go.
Yeah.
Well, not as much fun as we got to have today.
Absolutely.
Yes.
Nice. Yeah.
The food was terrific. Everything made from scratch. You're doing it all. These are family recipes. You mentioned your grandma.
Yeah.
Getting some of these recipes from her.
Definitely.
And so it's authentic.
Yeah.
And we're just grateful to have you here today.
Absolutely. Thank you so much.
I had a blast.
You're listening to Reservations on Lightning 100. I'm Dan. You've been joined by Casey and our guest today, Daniel Yarzagaray with Chivanada. You can find his food truck around Nashville, Tennessee. What's that Instagram again?
At Chivanada, Chivanada.
All right. We'll join you again here on Reservations on Lightning 100. To listen to this and the rest of our interview, which we'll post online, visit lightning100.com.